Hello, I'm Philip Meyer. In this talk, I explain you a little bit about SIM cards, in particular SIM cards in OsmoCom networks, so basically how you configure and set up SIM cards in your network. We will start with a quick introduction of what is there or was there. In the previous talk, you heard something about the OsmoCom history. In the very beginning, we haven't had any SIMs at all. So what we basically did, we just used our existing SIMs and did network search and used that right away, which is still an option. I will come to that later. And then suddenly the Magic SIM, Super SIM, was around. This is a Far East product to howl together multiple accounts on one SIM. I don't know how that exactly should work, but I think it comes with some cracking tool also. But we managed to use those SIMs to use them in OsmoCom networks. We just programmed them so that that work with programs with our own SIM, MZ, and so on. Quickly got old somehow, and SysmoCom came out with its first parameterizable SIM card. It was the Sysmo SIM GR1, generation one, I guess. That's the blue one, so it was configurable to some extent. And sometime later, we came out with the Sysmo USIM SJS1, which is the current SIM product we currently sell. Sysmo USIM SJS1 is a state-of-the-art Java SIM card. It can take Java applets. You can upload your own if you want to. And it's available in small quantities. So I think the smallest package you can get is about 10 through the web shop. And it can be operated as a 3G SIM card and a 2G SIM card. So there's two applications installed on the card, which you can switch in between. The 3G version works also with 2G handsets, but there may be some specific reasons to choose a 2G only SIM card, so you could switch. And of course, it's customizable to some extent. You cannot, unfortunately, cannot create own files on that SIM card. That's due to the fact that it's no longer in its personalization process. It's personalized when we sell it, and so creating own files is not possible. But all the other stuff, the authentication-related stuff especially, is tunable down to the last bit. And of course, the required tools are open source, so programming and parameterizing is done by open source tools, which we will see later. So now let's have a look how the provisioning of a SIM card works in an OsmoCom network. So that would work as good as would work with any SIM card, but in this example, I focus more on the Osmo, on the Sysmo USIM SJS1. Let's have first a look on the assets you commonly have on a SIM card. I broke that down a little bit. It's of course a tree structure. You have directory files and elementary files and so on, but these are the most important ones that are related to authentication. In this talk, I will focus more on the 2G part of it because that's the topic where I had most contact with, and it's also a bit simpler. First of all, we start with an ICC ID, or every card has an ICC ID serial number, which is basically like an inventory number of your SIM cards. It doesn't really have anything to do with the authentication itself. It's used for SIM locking and so on, but that's basically the serial number of the card you program into the card. Then you have, of course, your IMSI, which begins with your MNC, MCC, and then there's a continuous number after that. You have KI, which is your secret key. No operator out there would give to you. But since you are on your own network, you of course know that and you can generate your own. And I'm not sure if that is proprietary to the SISMO UseMSJS one, but the EF outs configures which authentication you use on which radio access architecture, radio access network, radio access technology. So on the 2G side, you would normally configure something like COMP 128 version 2, and on the 3G side, you would most likely have something like Millenage, but you can choose. The card also supports XOR, which many of the testers also support, so you can at least have on the 2G side, it would support XOR. And you also have your SMSP, the SMS parameter file, which holds your SMSC number, the validity, and other parameters. And then we also have all these 3G stuff, the Millenage, the sequence number counting related files, and your OPC, which configures the Millenage authentication algorithm. And yeah, that's basically tunable down to the last bit. These are somewhat larger files. It's explained in the manual. So how do we get all these parameters into the cards? There are basically two tools. The first one is PySim, which I sometimes use to call the Swiss Army knife for SIM cards. It's initially developed by Sylvain. And basically, the first cards which are supported were the Magic SIM Super SIM cards. So that's how it started. It supports PCSC, and I think it still supports serial readers. So these Super SIM Magic SIM cards ship with a tiny USB reader, which was basically just a level shifter. So that would be supported by the tool as well. To this day, it supports a variety of SIM cards. Still supports the Super SIM, Magic SIM, the SISMO SIMs, and also some cards from other manufacturers. And it's also capable of doing bulk provisioning. So it's has some inputs for CSV files, so you can have your also SIM data in inside the CSV files and basically program do bulk programming. We are doing SIM cards with lots like 1,000 or so or more, just by using a regular reader and putting one card after another, and that works very well. Of course, for larger lots, you would need some robotic device or so. Yeah, the features are kind of limited in quotes. This tool basically refers on the authentication related parameters only, and it cannot tune every single bit of CS, so the smooth MSJS one. It can only do the common stuff like the MCCKI, OPC. And it's suitable for most situations. I like the tool, I use it quite often. Yeah, and I also put you the link in the slides, so you can have a look at the wiki page. And then since the SISMO UseMSJS one had some proprietary files and some bells and whistles to fine tune stuff, we came up with another tool, which is the SISMO USIM tool. I think actually SISMO USIM tool SJS one. And yes, this is for SISMO UseMSJS one only, of course. Basically, these addresses the fine tuning. You can switch between the classic USIM SIM application, for example, and you can do the fine tuning of the Millenage parameter files. And switch between the authentication algorithms. Yeah, and both tools, just to mention that, are now also verified by Jenkins. When you do a commit, the at least the PySim, I think, I don't know if the SysmoUSIM tools still integrate, but there will be, after each commit, there will, we will do a test run, which runs on a physical tester with physical readers and physical cards, so we are very regression safe, so to say. The tool is documented in the SysmoUSIM manual. There's no separate wiki page for that, so you have to refer to the manual. Yeah. So that's it for the tools. And now let's have a look how all this works. So how do we do our get our parameter set inside the SIM card? So I've summarized here the bare minimum of a parameter set that would go into your SIM card and into your network configuration. So this is really the bare minimum of parameters you need. You have the MCC, MNC, of course you have that. And you have your EMC, which should begin with the MCC, MNC, and a consecutive number, and then some random KI. And of course you need an MS ISDN. And for the card, you usually have an administrator pin, at least the SysmoUSIM SJS one ships with a pin. If you buy the option, you need to make sure that you buy the card that comes with authentication keys, otherwise you wouldn't be able to change the parameters. So that's an important point. And you need the ICC ID, but you only need it really because the PySim 2 requires it as a parameter. And that can be any arbitrary number. And for the authentication pin, it's very important to make sure that you don't enter it wrongly, because after three failed authentication, even I don't know how it's for other cards, but this is more using SJS one, will lock down, and then you can basically throw it in the trash because there's no way to unlock it. There's no PUK or something for the administrator pin. It's, then it's locked, and then it's over. And the IDM pin must not be confused with the pin you get for the user. The user has pin and PUK sets, so it's a completely different part, but the authentication APDU would be the same, but you would just, it's one byte different. You would just identify a different key. But the tools do that for you. Just a hint that you don't accidentally lock down your card. The programming with PySim and SysmoUSIM SJS one works as easy as with any other card. Here I've put you the command line, how that would look like. The P0, that's the basically the first reader on the PCSC. And then here we find again our ADM pin, and then it goes straight forward the MNC, the mobile country code, the mobile network code, and EMC, KI, and ICC ID, and then it programs it up, and then you're done. But we are not finished yet. We need to enter the user into the HLR. Back in the days, you with the NITB, it was slightly different. Now it's you have to log in into the HLR console of the Osmo HLR directly. And in Osmo HLR, the database is laid out in three tables. Back in the days, it was one subscriber table that contained all the data. Now it's three. Basically, have the authentication is split into two separate tables. So what you basically do, you create the subscriber by IMSI. I don't know if it's also, might be also possible to create it by MSISDN first, but that's the, I found it most straightforward to create it by IMSI. Then the entry is created in the subscriber database. And then you equip that IMSI with an MSISDN. And once you've done that, you equip CMZ with the authentication parameter, which is the COMP 128, is the authentication algorithm type, and then you give a KI. And yeah, then you are done. Then the subscriber is fully equipped and should be it should be possible to log it into your network. Yeah, and now we come to a very interesting topic, which was kind of interesting in the very beginning for almost all people who tried out the OpenBSC because no SIM cards were available. And yeah, now I talk a little bit about how you can use third-party SIMs in your OsmoCom network as subscriber SIM. And yeah, there might be some very good reasons to do so. And yeah, one of it is that you just don't have access to customizable SIMs. That may very well be in the early days of OsmoBSC, as I said, that was the usual case. Or maybe your demand just doesn't fit the market. So maybe you have a supplier, but it doesn't. You need to have about 1,000 SIM cards, and the supplier wants to sell you in lots of millions. So then maybe the options are just not there. Or a SIM deployment may not be practical. I mean, it might be a temporary installation on events on festival. It might be a very short-lived subscriber contract. Think of a passengers on a plane or on a ship, you probably don't want to have SIM cards that they can throw in a trash bin after half an hour later. Yeah, and also some small outback offshore installations might be suitable if you have only a very few subscribers there, or if you want your subscribers to be able to use their existing SIMs if you want to save them the hassle of exchanging them all the time. So there may be reasons, and the good news is that it's very possible to do so, but you, of course, this comes at a cost. You have to accept some limitations. Yeah, but first let's see how we can set up as a setting. As the setup is fairly simple. Basically, you disable the encryption on your network. You use a random SIM. You find out the IMSI. You need to find out the IMSI. It's the only parameter that will become your authenticator. And then you basically, in Osmo HLR, you just program an MSI SDN for that IMSI, and that's it. Since you don't know any cryptographic keys, you can't program them. And then that's basically how it's done. And I've put you two configuration files you should have a look at. It's the OsmoBSC configuration under section network. You disable the encryption by putting encryption A50, which is basically zero encryption. And you do the same for the Osmo MSC configuration, and you set the authentication to optional. And for the Osmo HLR, you basically it boils down by just creating the subscriber by IMSI. Here I have a random MSI from a card I found on the street. And I've put an MSI SDN, and as you can see, we have a happy mobile phone there, which happily shows 00101. And yeah, it works. You can place calls. Everything's fine there. Limitations. Limitation is basically risk. The calls are not encrypted, and so they are prone to be intercepted. And that might be acceptable. But there's also a risk of impersonation. So since nothing is encrypted and since IMSIs are not encrypted anyway, remember OsmoCom, I think it was BCCH scan or so, they showed you happily IMSIs and TIMSIs. So an attacker could just sniff and get valid IMSIs and basically place calls or get called on the behalf of others. I've put in brackets toll fraud, so the attacker could call any number. That depends on the installation. I mean, maybe you don't even have the ability to place calls to the outside world, so your calls are free anyway, but you have to see. Yeah, and there might be some manual action needed because your network will most likely have a different MCC MNC. And yeah, the user might have to do the network search, which can be quite cumbersome on modern Android phones. On Nokia, it was much easier. But so there is manual interaction needed. And what I also discovered back in the days, there are some IMSIs, they are so locked down, they won't register in any other networks as their home network. So you might have here and there some IMSI that wouldn't work at all. But there also, of course, there are advantages. So basically, you don't need any SIM deployment. So SIM deployment can be quite expensive. You have to get the IMSI, give them or provision them. And so that might be easier to spare that out, so it saves your costs. And you also don't need any roaming contracts. So subscribers can keep their existing SIM and roam into your network without having any roaming contract to an outside operator. So to say, it's some kind of fake roaming. Of course, the subscriber will get most likely a different MSI SDN and call routing. It's sort of a lazy roaming. And yeah, and the management is very simple. You just need an IMSI and MSI SDN tuple to manage the subscribers. That's it. So it can be an option under very special circumstances. You have to carefully write and set, and you also have to estimate and write in the risks that come with that option. But it's a working option, and it was in the beginning, it was the only option to run your network. So yeah, that's it from my side. Are there questions? We have a second one. That's great.
Hi there. I guess if you wanted to have a more secure guest network, so a network where basically you could use any other SIM, if you had physical access to the SIM, you could run a bunch of auth requests on it to effectively seed it with known authentication challenges that you could then verify over the air. So effectively you could augment your HLR with some additional security features that you could, if you had physical access to the SIM, maybe do 100 authentication requests to it and then update the HLR/authentication process to challenge the SIM over the air. Then that way you would have some form of additional security to stop imposter SIMs.
Yeah, I think that's valid. You just could basically use the SIM as an oracle to pre-compute authentication tuples and use them until they run out, or use them over and over again, which would be slightly less secure but still acceptable. Yeah, that's a good idea. But at the moment, I don't think Osmo HLR supports such an option. But yeah, thanks for the input.
Wasn't it supported at some point in ITB? I seem to remember something like that somewhere.
I don't know.
That you could insert manually tuples in. No?
I don't know that. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I thought it was somewhere. I saw that in the SQLite database structure somewhere.
Ah, okay. That's new to me.
So do we have a tool to do that in OsmoCore?
To extract, to
run this 100 or so authentication requests and save the...
I don't think we don't have that yet, but it's probably easy to make. You have to just to issue multiple times the run GSM algorithm. It's one APDU, could be done in Python very easily, I think.
Also, just that one, maybe you can clarify something. Was it ever possible to actually extract a KI from cards or what?
Yeah, it was. There was. There were in the very beginning, not in the very beginning, it's, I think in the beginning of 2000, CCC hacked the D2 Mannesmann subscriber card. It was a huge thing back in the day. There was some vulnerability. I don't really know what exactly was wrong, but you would have to run the GSM authentication algorithm excessively until you gain enough information to recompute the KI. And I think today's cards limit that.
Yeah, so this was a weakness in the COMP 128 version 1, only in version 1 of the algorithm. And it was 97 actually already okay. That this had been released by Andreas Burg at the time. So you had to have an old SIM card that uses an old algorithm and that doesn't have a protection against an excessive number of authentication requests. So there's two ways how you can protect from the operator side. One is, of course, you use a better algorithm like version 2, version 3, or Millenage, or whatever. And the second is you can basically rate limit the number of authentication requests the SIM card accepts. Because I think you had to run 100,000 times or some really large number to get sufficient data to break the algorithm. And of course, this doesn't happen in a real use case. So you can just limit it to 1 per second or something. And then it's unrealistic to still do that.
Mm-hmm.